what do you think of what the ACC said yesterday, this new 3-5-5 scheduling model?
Now, they're just making recommendations. They haven't decided. They haven't done
that. No, they haven't said for sure. Vote was taken.
Their ADs are meeting down to Amelia Island in Jacksonville, and you know, they're coming closer to, voting in their league. I got to get the presidents and all that involved in this thing. Scheduling where you play – see if I get this wrong, correct, this right, Craig. Every year you play – you play three of your longest rivals, permanent opponents, your biggest rivalries every year. Yeah. And then you rotate for the next year, you play five more, right? And then the next
five
year.
1 year and five the next.
Five the next. So the 3-5-5 is what they're calling this thing. And I can see, there's no earth of telling where this stuff's going to end up given what college football is, but I can see why the conferences, and we've heard these other, so the other leagues are talking about, should they have the option to just to take their opposed to a conference championship game, just take their two highest ranked teams and play them in a conference championship, as opposed to divisions. Eliminate the divisions and go to a conference championship with your two highest ranked teams to, ensure that you don't have some kind of an upset that theoretically takes your team out of, and now it's four, and out of the championship, which does make sense. It makes sense to me. I would wonder, Craig, the 3-5-5, how disruptive would it be? I was thinking about, Big Eight. If you 1 year, you would skip years on playing, if you say you're Baylor and you've been playing Tech forever, counting your Southwest Conference stuff or TCU or one of them, or Iowa State and Oklahoma State or something like that, and you're not one of your three, however they were saying, the oldest rivals. And then you're skipping the year with playing people that, you've played every year for a long, long time. I mean, would
and
that
ACC,
mess with you?
The Tobacco Road schools, for instance,
Might
want to stay together.
Well, that's the one that was used, what the Vanderbilt people said, we've been playing North Carolina State for 75 years or something. I mean, theoretically, Wake in North Carolina State, it's Wake. That's right, it's Wake. Excuse me, right. Wake in North Carolina State, and all that. So I could see you being concerned about that.
But again, the coaches are not unanimous in favor of
it.
But ultimately, it's the ADs that are going to vote on what happens here. And so there's some coaches like Narduzzi said he likes to have the opportunity to play for a division championship. So a lot of these coaches are not in favor of getting rid of the division.
Well, you do because you got – it's just kind of like going to a bowl. Just if you – you win the half of your – then you can still get a banner and a ring made.
Right.
Plus, they probably get a – they've got a contractual incentive, Craig, to get a little bit more money.
Yeah.
I don't blame them for going down that road, but it is food for thought a little bit on just, the direction of this stuff.
The NFL releases the schedule tonight. Now, they've released a couple of games, Matt. You said your Cowboys going back, McCarthy going back to Green Bay, right?
Yeah, and that game is, I want to say, I'll look it up, but I think it's the second Sunday in November. Yeah, November the 13th. That's already been set. Mike McCarthy's homecoming to Green Bay. They've already announced some Monday night games, and I think they announced the Christmas Day triple header. So they release it in bits and pieces, but we get the whole shebang tonight.
Yeah, Chiefs in Tampa Bay, October 2nd.
Okay,
that's a Week 4 game let's see. I don't know if that's a Sunday night football. Okay,
is it Sunday night? Okay,
Sunday night with Mahomes and Brady and a rematch of the Super Bowl where Tampa
October
Bay
the second
Chiefs,
Sunday.
Yeah, 31-9. In the Super Bowl a few years ago. So,
and they've
anyway,
announced
so
some of the some of the international games as well, like some of the games over in Europe. They've put some of those out.
So, Pat, what do you look for when the NFL has the release of all the schedules as a coach? I mean, if you're involved in it, what are you looking for?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance.
superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Well, the first thing that we used to look at, I used to look at, was the first month. And you know, we've seen it. I looked it up again. You know, you get, if I read it correctly, and you know, if you start off 0-2, there's like a 13% chance you'll make the playoffs. So, you know, where are you playing and who are you playing in that first month? You know, and then, I mean, is there any kind of, you open on the road? Do you have a couple? The main thing is to get that first W. Because you go, if you go 0-3, I mean, it's you got minute chances of making it to the playoffs. So you're concerned about, again, who you're opening with, where you're opening, and how does that first month look to you as far as all those kinds of things. That's the first thing that we used to look at. And then really the second one, I would look at the last month to see if you're fighting for playoff position or fighting to get in the playoffs. What are you dealing with that last month? You know, you're at the end of the season, and travel factors into that because of the season is so long, and you got guys that are getting beat up. You'd rather not necessarily. I mean, we've done it before. You do what you got to do, but you know, it's a little bit easier on those older guys that are beat up. The less you don't have to travel as far because when you're in Miami, everywhere's a long way from Miami, other than Havana. But you had to deal with that sort of thing. So if you're fighting for, again, playoff position or fighting to be in the playoffs, what's happening in that last month? That and then in between to see if there's any, cross-country trips back-to-back, oddball games or whether you're playing a Sunday-Thursday game, any of that kind of stuff. And there's no telling now. Used to there wasn't as much of that. Now they're all over the place with things. But it first month, last month, weird travel, a Monday night game, a Thursday game, a Sunday game, how all that, just from to try to stay in rhythm on things. You just kind of like to get a feel for what's happening there with that kind of stuff.
Matt? I know this is one of your favorite days, right, Matt?
It is for me. Now, I will say this. I'm not big on camping out in front of the TV and watching, like, the 2 or 3 hour show that they're going to have. It's going to be on ESPN2 tonight because the NBA playoffs will be on ESPN. So when I sit down to watch TV tonight, I'll be paying more attention to the games than I will be the made-for-TV show. But, on the other hand, I absolutely love this day because I get to figure out when the Cowboys' big games are, who's going to be coming in on Thanksgiving. You know, when I used to go to a bunch of games right. in a former lifetime, it was really big because then I could go ahead and kind of plan out my fall a little bit.
Sure.
I haven't been to a game down there in a long time. But, no, this is kind of my geek-out thing. I don't know what it is about, but it's exciting for me. I love finding out the schedule. I mean, it's just kind of my thing to geek out over.
Will you sit down, Matt, and like we take the whole schedule, like underline all the Dallas games and stuff to kind of see, or would you?
Not necessarily. Like I'll just kind of pay attention to Dallas'
sure.
schedule.
Yeah,
that's mainly where my focus will be. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean that's kind of what I'll look at. Like for example, do the Cowboys have to go like? I'm trying to even remember who they their opponents this year, but like, do they have to go at New York and then at San Francisco, or two big travels, back to back, or how do they begin, how do they end, that kind of thing. This is just kind of become one of those things I nerd out over. I love seeing the schedule for the first time.
Okay. Craig, will you look at it? Is there anything you – I mean, do you go look at Pittsburgh stuff or you go to
– I mean, I'll look at it, but I – You know, it's. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing in particular that
pops
I'm looking
out
for.
At you, yeah.
I mean, we already know the opponents. I mean, we know.
You know which division they're going to be matched up against and so forth, right, Matt? Yeah.
Yes. Like, for example.
So it's just finding the dates and,
Yeah, exactly. It's fine. Okay, who's opening day against, you know? Like, okay, for example, the Cowboys. They, their home opponents, besides the teams in their division, the Cowboys have the Bears, Lions, Buccaneers. I'll be interested to find out when the Bucs are coming to town. Colts, Texans, and Bengals, defending AFC champion. Those teams come to Dallas. So the highlights there, besides the divisional games, will be Tampa Bay and Cincinnati. The games that Dallas has to go on the road, we already know when they're going to be at Green Bay, November the 13th. They also go to the Vikings. The Cowboys have to go to the Rams again, Super Bowl champion, and they get the Jaguars and the Titans. So, you know, like, for example, Pat, I mean, and I know Dallas, even though it's south, it's kind of centrally located. It's not like when you guys were at Miami and had to go to Seattle or something.
Yeah, on the coast or something.
But if, for example, if Dallas had to go, let's say, you know, at Washington and then the next week go out to L.A. or something like that, you know.
Right.
You know, and Pat, I know you were talking about how when you guys were at Miami, I don't know how much it bothered you, but you'd pay attention to when that Buffalo trip would be.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good point. I'd made a note of that, too. You know, usually, we wanted to go. Hopefully, we went up there first.
September.
And they came to us second.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because, again, for obvious reasons, weather-wise and everything. Oh, I remember. It was funny when Jimmy left and Dave Wanstead became the coach down there. Of course, we've known Jim Dave was there with us anyway. So when the schedule came out, we're sitting there looking at it. Okay, where's Dave's first game going to be as the head coach of the Miami Dolphins?
Okay, yeah, right.
You know, we looked down. It was Sunday night in Nashville. That was 2000. And that was when they were really in that good phase.
Oh, the Titans? And he took over in 2000.
2000. Mm-hmm.
That was the year after the Super Bowl. Yeah, right.
You know, and lost that game in the last seconds and all that kind of stuff.
1 yard short.
I mean, and they had it going pretty good. And Jeff Fisher and them, and, you know, here, Dave, you know, we're saying, okay, we're Sunday night in Tennessee. Of course, we were pretty good our own selves. And you know, that being Dave's first ball game and the whole thing, you obviously want to get going off pretty good. And the whole thing, we went up there and drilled them. We got after them. Had a good ball game with them. I don't remember exactly what the score was, but we beat them up there in a, you know, big win at the time. But, you know, things like that. You know, kind of you start looking around to kind of see what's coming down with those sorts of things, depending on your circumstance.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.